Today, I'm joined by two artists who will be having solo shows at 516 Arts in Albuquerque. Paula Wilson is an African-American mixed media artist creating works examining women's identities through a lens of cultural history. She works in sculpture, collage, painting, installation, and printmaking, and she lives in Carrizozo. And Mira Burak lives in the Ortiz Mountains in northern New Mexico. Her work incorporates materials surrounding her everywhere, including feathers, plants, and seeds. She even created a community space with an edible roof. And Suzanne Sparge is also here with us. She's the executive director of 516. Suzanne, let me start with you. Why did you want to have two solo shows featuring these artists at 516?
Well, thanks so much for having us, Megan. Solo shows are a great opportunity to be immersed in an artist's imagination. So we do many, many big group shows at 516 with a mix of local, national, and international artists. And this time we decided to focus in on artists who are here in New Mexico and really give them a chance to create an immersive experience about their work.
How did you select Mira and Paula?
Well, we were looking at artists who are visible on the national stage, but who may or may not be very well known here locally in Albuquerque and Santa Fe. So both Paula and Mira have shown somewhat locally, but a lot of people that I came across had never heard of them. And I felt like it was very important to showcase what they're doing since they're shown nationally and not as well known locally.
I wanted to start with you, Paula. You live in Carrizozo. How did you get to New Mexico and to Carrizozo? I've been there.
Yeah.
It seems like really far away.
I think I was abducted by aliens.
That would totally make sense.
There's such a special thing that can happen in New Mexico, but particularly in Carrizozo, where I feel like I can totally collapse the distance between art and life there. There's such beautiful natural environment, and then so much space to create. And it has this extremely low cost of living, so I can support myself just through my art.
You're not from there.
No, I grew up in Chicago.
Again, how did you get to Carrizozo?
Well, I think Mira and I have this in common, that it's actually our mothers who were the trailblazers and who sort of made that entry point that then we fell in love with the place through our moms being there. And then I fell in love with my partner, Mike Lag, there.
Mira, how did you get to the Ortiz Mountains of New Mexico?
Well, you know, I was actually living in Detroit and not intending to move or living in the city. We had just had our son, and he was one. And my mother has been living in the Ortiz Mountains for the past 12 years now. And this very unique earthship property came available just a mile down the road from her. And we felt like called to be closer to family at the time when we had just had our first child and had visited many times and felt drawn to the landscape, and particularly this particular landscape in the mountains there. So we took a plunge and went from the city to this very kind of secluded spot.
And Mira, how has that being in that environment influenced your work?
In every possible way. I mean, I do think that place, no matter where you are, influences what you do, whether you're conscious of it or not. But I really think, you know, for 15 years, I've been exploring the bed and sleep as the sort of the main sort of theme in my work. And really, it was almost like the earth was the bed. You know, and that, you know, so a really kind of expansive definition came about through this transition from the urban environment to Cerrillos. Really, it stems from my interest in materials and also in consciousness, and sort of the bed was sort of the primary place where those things came together. You know, I think this kind of potent site was sort of a jumping off point for me to engage both my background in art and my background in psychology. And, you know, we all spend more than 70% of our lives there. So I think I'll probably be able to explore this for the rest of my life.
What about you, Paula? How did being in the environment of Carrizozo influence the work you do?
I love that you use the word expansiveness, Mira, because I feel like my work hasn't changed explicitly in terms of the aesthetics of it, but I feel like there's an expansiveness with how I work, which reflects the landscape. So I will work back into pieces that I started years ago, I mean, even a decade ago. And I feel that there's that way of working is possible here in New Mexico, where when you're in the city, there's a different pace of making. I feel like that's where the New Mexico life really manifests in my work.
What are the different media that you work in? I mean, sort of they'd be bringing to the show?
I'm kind of a quintessential mixed media artist. I've made paintings that even have video that's embedded into the painting. So there's a screen. And I do a lot of printmaking. And as part of this show, I'm going to be showing this print collaboration that I did with people in Albuquerque. I feel like my work only feels real and tangible to me when it almost makes itself, when there are these perceived opposites of material and even conceptually that come together. That's when I think, this thing is working. I'm going to be showing video, a video piece called Spread Wild, Pleasures of the Yucca. And it's this show, Entangled, is really a jumping off point for that was this mutualistic relationship between the yucca and the yucca moth, its sole pollinator. So I'll be showing that video and then also showing there'll be a domesticated space in the gallery and a bed that has a tablet holder that my partner made. And it cantilevers over the bed so that when you sleep and or when you're watching a movie, let's say some Netflix show in bed, instead of getting that neck strain looking at a laptop or something, we have this video that plays above our heads. So that will also be in the show, playing a video.
People can lie down in the bed and watch
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Why the yucca moth and the yucca? What?
Well, it's our state flower. It's this ubiquitous, incredible plant. And I came across the fact that it has this very special relationship with its pollinator, the yucca moth. And I became sort of aware of the landscape in a new way through this relationship that's mutually beneficial. And I feel like in this world, we're inundated with examples of relationships that are abusive or have a kind of sense of dominance to them, especially in our political landscape. So by turning my attention to this relationship that where these two creatures are helping each other and in a way have almost like this romance between them, that seemed to kind of open up a whole world of the way of looking at the land and interacting with nature.
What does the yucca moth do for the yucca?
It's a myriad of things, but it's its pollinator.
Okay.
And then in the way that it interacts with the seed, it helps benefit the seed production.
You also, I saw that some of your pieces are these huge, giant sort of standing portraits?
Yes. And so when you walk into 516 Arts, you'll be greeted by two 24-foot figures, which are physical embodiments of the yucca and yucca moth. So you'll have the seed stage and the pod stage on view.
It's a, sort of a person, but it's yes. Clothed?
It's exactly. Okay. I make all my own clothes, so it's, and I really think that the way we present ourselves to the world is something that's often an overlooked element of artistry. So yes, these figures are garbed in these elaborate and very collaged and printed material that's expansive in these worlds within worlds.
And it represents the yucca and the yucca moth?
Yes.
Okay. You had said when we first started that you wanted to collapse the distance between art and life. Carrizozo lets you do that. Why is that so important?
I think that as an artist, we're often default into the commercial aspect of making art and thinking about display spaces as kind of where the art actually manifests and exists. But for me, the way the art exists at home and in our own lives and the way we curate our own spaces is much more dynamic and fuels me in my process. So my whole space is covered in murals. I eat off of the plates, wooden plates that my partner makes. As I said, I make my own clothes. There's just this feeling like I could anthropomorphize my own artwork.
Mira, your show is called Sleeping Between Sun and Moon. And is this is evoking your interest, again, ongoing interest in sleep and bed. And apparently she'll have a bed, too. So can you talk about what you'll be doing around that theme?
Well, the show is kind of anchored by these two pieces that are across from each other. One is a 7-foot photography collage of photographs I've taken of my son's baby blanket that my mother knit. And it's a golden, so that piece is called Sun, S-U-N, Sun, S-O-N. And across from that is the moon piece. It's called Moon Mother. And it's a painted surface, also the same golden yellow, but with broom snakeweed plants surrounding the yellow sphere. And so sort of everything happens in my mind between these two places. The broom snakeweed plant has emerged in my work quite a bit, and there's a couple other spots in the show that'll be there. But it pervades the landscape throughout the fall around us, and it's just this beautiful, low-growing golden color. It has a lot of medicinal purposes, and one of them is to treat arthritis. And my mother actually moved from the coast of Maine to New Mexico to actually relieve herself of her arthritis. And so I made this piece in honor of her, but then also as sort of this portal to healing that I believe a lot of people feel when they come to New Mexico. Many properties of the landscape and the air quality have been very healing for people. So it's really become like this portal for everybody. You know, the celestial components of the show really are just about living in this earthship in the mountains. There isn't really a separation between indoor and outdoors in a lot of ways. We have plants growing within our house, and our gray water from the inside of the house goes out to feed the plants outside. So everything's very synergistic. When the moon is full, our house is completely lit up at night because there's lots of windows. And so it's really about just sort of the unification of home, family, domestic life, the landscape, and the celestial world that surrounds us, kind of all coming together.
How do those work with the themes you're interested in around sleep?
I feel like this is sort of where the more sort of abstract, dreamlike, subconscious landscape comes in. I mean, I'm really interested that I believe the materials that we live closely with become animated by our engagement with them. And so the materials that we engage with the most are like the living sculptures in our life. And so I do feel that the more I engage with the bed as a source for a lot of the photography collages that I do, a lot of sort of subconscious imagery comes out that is very sort of magical and has a lot of forms that appear to be from nature or appear celestial in some sort of way. So I feel like it's like a communication between the very physical to the immaterial.
This is Women's Focus on KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Right now I'm talking with artists Paula Wilson and Mira Burak, as well as Suzanne Sparge, Executive Director of 516 Arts in Albuquerque. Mira and Paula will have solo shows opening on June 22nd at 516 Arts. You can find out more at KUNM.org. Even though you're two solo shows, I don't know how well you know each other, but you seem very similar thematically.
I can't tell you how wonderful it's been to get to know Mira and her work. And I feel like there are so many moments of overlap that are just so wonderful to be showing together.
I agree. It's an honor, even the things that aren't in the show. And we did just meet through this experience. I do think that things are just keep unfolding each time we talk about connections, whether it's plants or our working with our partners or familial relationships.
You both, I'm interested that Suzanne said you seem to be known fairly well outside New Mexico, but not so much here.
I think it's a lot of the connections I made prior to moving here. And I do think that there's a benefit to not being another artist from Chicago or LA or New York. People are looking, I think, for different narratives and different artists that have a different relationship to their practice that isn't sort of the traditional studio practice. So it's felt like it took a while. I've lived here in Carrizosa for 10 years. It took a while to feel like that acknowledgement of my practice sort of came back to me, but now it's taking fruit.
And Suzanne, I know you have some events around the show too. Is that?
Yes, the opening is Saturday, June 22nd from 6 to 8. And there's a member preview from 5 to 6, during which Paula and Mira will give tours of their exhibitions. And then there's a series of workshops going on. Paula's printmaking project is actually full right now, but there is a talk on Thursday, July 11th at 5:30. It's a conversation between Paula, Mira, and also Alicia Inez Guzman. And then on July 21st, there's a field trip. Mira is hosting folks at her studio and land, and it's an exploration of rest. It's a guided afternoon nap in the high desert mountains.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're really just starting to put it out there, so I would love to have a small group of people. It's my first time hosting this kind of exploration on my land, and I've kind of dreamt about this for a while, and it's going to be a beautiful afternoon of conversation about our experiences of rest, where I'm asking participants to bring an object that has facilitated their rest. And then I have made these plant-dyed bed cloths that each person will be getting, and they will actually have an opportunity to explore a kind of pre-verbal, more animal-like nature, where they will be able to take these mats out into the landscape to take a short rest or nap, and I'll kind of lead them into that experience with some plant-based rituals, and we'll have some nourishment afterwards. And I am just hoping that people can realize the sort of healing properties of the landscape and just what it is to just kind of surrender in that the raw physical landscape. And I just think if we can bring a little more attention, it's not about we all need to sleep more, but it's more about pausing and learning how to care for ourselves and each other and just sort of reharnessing that as a healing thing that we can all easily do for ourselves.
I guess you're working on a longer-term project?
This actual workshop is a real precursor to that of just I really want to create architectural spaces on my landscape that are designed around the sleep experience. So haven't yet found the architect that I'm going to collaborate with, but I'm doing some initial drawings of the spaces and concepts for materials and imagining three spaces to start, one for a single person, one for a couple, and one for a family. And so the actual bed will be the central component of the space. So I'm very excited, and I'm hoping that this show and talking about this more will bring a lot of people to potentially collaborate on that project.
And Suzanne, I know, is it the printmaking workshop that's today?
Well, Paula can speak to that. There's
okay.
Three sessions all together. One has already happened. And yeah, tell us
right.
more.
It's been amazing so far. We're doing a collaborative print program that's interactive. And then these three sites, it all gets put together by me into a piece that will be on view during the exhibition. So all these participants sort of are showing at 516 as well.
Okay.
And it's teens and adults and all kinds of people participating. It's great.
It's been just wonderful. I love printmaking. I love the sort of magical thing that happens between the distance between your hand and the press and the plate. So it's been fun to share that. And Albuquerque has such an amazing printmaking tradition, and it's great to dive into that.
Can people still get involved in that, or is
it
full?
It's full, but there is a waiting list, and you never know.
Okay. Suzanne, is there anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah, I just wanted to speak a little bit more to what you asked me at the beginning of this in terms of why we're showing them here now. That's the mantra I always ask myself, is why here now? And I think that some of the work I do in selecting who goes with who is actually kind of intuitive, and I love to see when it gels like this, because you guys didn't know each other and I didn't really know either of you, and it's something I got feeling that I trusted, and it's been really wonderful to see it blossom. But both of your relationship to the natural world is what really inspired me to put your shows together at the same time. And the fact that you have very personal relationships to nature and are very much about learning, observing and learning from the natural environment. And that just fits really well with what 516 is all about. And one of our primary concerns is focusing on the environment. So the idea of holistic vision that you both have, and also stewardship, like it's the personal relationship with nature that creates a sense of stewardship and preservation and action as well. So it kind of sets the stage for our next project this fall, which is a regional collaboration called Species in Peril along the Rio Grande. So just looking at here now through you guys' eyes is a real treat.
Oh, thank you. That's awesome.
Well, I want to thank you all for coming and talking with us on Women's Focus. The show opens on June 22nd at 516 Arts in Albuquerque. You can find out more at kunm.org.